Today we're going to unmask the enemy. What he's doing is dispensing the mark of the beast within the present-day church, and most people are completely unaware that they have received this mark and are destined to perdition unless they repent. The common understanding about the mark and the beast and the Antichrist, based on Revelation 13 and various other scriptures in Revelation, is that a certain individual is going to rise up in the Middle East, usurp the authority of the nations, set himself up in the holy city of Jerusalem, and proclaim himself the new Messiah. Now, this may or may not involve the renewal of animal sacrifices and Jewish rites and rituals, but it will involve a unification of the nations under a false peace, under the Antichrist's authority. This is the book plots and the storylines and the movie plots that we see today presented to the modern day church in various forms of end times teaching. However, if we take a closer look at Scripture, we're going to discover something entirely different than what the mainstream interpretation is. And millions of people are now being deceived by the very false prophet of Revelation 13 that rose up out of the sea. The false prophet in Revelation 13, it describes him as having two horns like a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. So he has the appearance of a lamb, but he speaks the language of the dragon. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a false prophet. You're going to be shocked to hear his message being preached in the present-day church by numerous well-known preachers that may or may not be complicit with the message, willingly or unwillingly doing it. It's our prayer that when you hear these things, apart from all the trimmings and the fancy lights in the presentation, that you're going to come to understand what we're up against and how dangerous and dark the times are in which we live. And you will develop a sense of urgency in all this and learn to contend earnestly for the faith that has once been delivered so that you yourselves can enter into the kingdom and you can bring others into the kingdom, your other loved ones along with you. So listen closely to this first clip that we've chosen to play, and you'll see how outrageous these teachers can be. We call this the branding clip. Listen closely to this clip. Play it a couple of different times. Rewind it and play it to get the full impact of what these men are saying.
I often use the illustration of branding because in the Old West, what would happen when rustlers would come along is that they would take a cinch ring out of a saddle and they'd heat it up in the fire and they would change a brand. And if they were good at it, then you would come along and they would take a Rockin' R brand and make it a Circle B brand. And you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. The only way you could tell the difference is that when that cow or that bull was killed, when you skinned it out, you turn the hide over and you could see only then that the brand had been changed. And that's the way it happens with a lot of believers, is that they get into carnality and reversionism and they look like an unbeliever. And it's not until they die that you realize that that horrible, sinful, carnal person was actually a child of God and is going to spend eternity in heaven.
Outrageous, wasn't it? It's amazing that this man would imply that somebody that wicked and that carnal, wallowing in their sins, could be entering into the kingdom, and nobody could know that they were a Christian until the very end, until they died and we turned them over and we found the brand of Christ upon them, and they entered into the kingdom as a wicked, carnal, sinful person because they were cloaked in the righteousness of Christ. How outrageous could you be? I mean, you could dispense with this with just a few quotes out of the Scriptures. The Bible says clearly, this is how we know who the children of God are and the children of the devil are. Anybody who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. It's in 1 John 3:10. In other places, it says in Romans 8:6 and 8:13, it says to be carnally minded is death. And if you live according to the flesh, you will perish. You will die. You will go to hell. These scriptures are very clear. It says, by this we can know. John says that we can know. John says we can know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are by their conduct, by what they do. This guy says you can't tell. So you begin to understand what these false prophets are saying. How clever this message is crafted to get you to grasp something that's not quite true. Get you to think about, well, maybe possibly I could still sneak in under the wire, when the scriptures are very, very clear who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. If you don't practice what is right, if you don't do what is right, you're not a child of God. If you're carnally minded, if you're living in sin, you're not a child of God. It's that simple. But this is exactly how these people dispense this mark that we're talking about. See, whoever buys into this lie that you can be horrible and sinful and carnal and still inherit the kingdom is being self-deceived, just as the scripture says. Being a hearer of the word and not a doer, you become self-deceived. That's what many people are. See, the Bible says exactly the opposite. It says, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers will inherit the kingdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 6:9. Be not deceived. Don't let anyone deceive you with empty words, with smooth sounds, with some fancy theology, with something out of a seminary. Don't be deceived that the simplicity of the word is true. That if you do these things, if you're practicing fornication, idolatry, adultery, homosexuality, all these things, you're not going to inherit the kingdom. You're not eternally secure because you were saved when you were a little kid, or at Sunday school class, or at vacation Bible school somewhere along the line. You were saved if you're living for Jesus Christ.